Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ukraine standoff.
The situation in Mariupol is the definition of dire.
Mask mandate appeal.
The ruling could determine how much say the federal government has.
Flyover causes capital evacuation.
Military appreciation night at the ballpark.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Key developments in Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Overnight, Vladimir Putin called off a military plan to storm a steel plant in Mariupol, the besieged city in southern Ukraine.
Mariupol это успех.
Instead, ordering a blockade and claiming victory in that port city. CBS's Chris Livesay reports Ukrainian forces are holed up in that sprawling plant, a last line of resistance.
For these women and children, this windowless maze of underground tunnels beneath the Azovstal steel mill has become their bleak salvation. I wouldn't say this is the best environment for children, says this mother of three. Their teeth are starting to rot because they lack vitamin D. There's not enough sun. If it weren't for Ukrainian soldiers, we'd have no food, says this young mother. But both soldiers and food are running out. Famished children say they can't wait to go to the grocery store. But it's been bombed by Russian forces like everything else in their city.
President Biden's expected to announce additional military help for Ukraine this morning. The administration has decided to appeal a judge's ruling that struck down the federal mask mandate on public transportation. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The CDC wants the higher court to clarify whether the CDC has the authority to issue mask mandates. The CDC believes that they are in the best position to monitor public health conditions.
The former president of Honduras is being sent to the U.S. this morning to face charges of taking bribes from drug traffickers. Juan Orlando Hernandez has been jailed for the past 2 months. Here's CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
A senior U.S. official tells CBS News that Hernandez will face weapons and drug charges. U.S. prosecutors in the Southern District of New York are expected to unseal an indictment against him this week. In recent years, they have accused Hernandez of funding his political rise with profits from drug traffickers in exchange for protecting their shipments. Hernandez denies any wrongdoing.
Last month, more than 221,000 migrants tried to cross into the U.S. at the southern border. That's up 28% from a year ago. Last year, Texas launched an operation to respond to the growing numbers, spending billions of taxpayer dollars. CBS's Lilia Luciano rode along with the Texas Department of Public Safety to see if the program's working.
One of the troopers got an alert on a camera that went off.
That's Lieutenant Chris Olivares of the Texas Department of Public Safety. His team's mission, Operation Lone Star. State troopers and Lieutenant Olivares' team can only arrest people for trespassing onto certain private ranches they reach across the border. Using choppers, boats.
Mexico is right there.
Yeah, can't miss it.
Drones and cameras on the ground to coordinate locations.
They're headed east.
Operation Lone Star costs Texas taxpayers about $2.5 million per week. And 10,000 Texas National Guard members have been sent to the border to aid in apprehensions under the program with no end in sight.
Primary goal, the mission is to stop the criminal activity from taking place, from entering the state of Texas and making it further into the interior.
That deterrence strategy may not be working.
This is your fourth time trying to come in this month.
They told us all they have left is debt and a broken dream.
Well, today, Britain's Queen Elizabeth is 96. Reason to strike up the band. A military unit plays Happy Birthday outside her Windsor Castle home.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The wind is expected to pick up today in northern Arizona, and that could be big trouble for crews fighting a wildfire that's been growing fast outside Flagstaff. Some homes have been destroyed and hundreds of people have left, not knowing if they'll have a home to go back to.
It's nerve-wracking. Our house, we lived here more than 10 years. It's devastating.
A fire in southern Colorado has forced evacuations. Another in New Mexico is burning in a rural area. Now to Syracuse, New York, where video of a police encounter has led to an investigation.
Hey, you're like a baby to me. Why you?
That's what I'm doing.
You're stealing stuff.
An 8-year-old black boy cries as he's let into the back of a police cruiser over an apparently stolen bag of chips. New York's governor called it heart-wrenching. The boy's father is outraged.
He can't treat him like that because of a bag of chips, like he killed somebody. He's not a criminal.
The child was not handcuffed and was driven home. No charges filed. Police expert Keith Taylor.
You don't see any inappropriate use of force by the officers. They're simply doing their job.
Republicans in the Florida Senate have passed a bill targeting Disney. It would repeal a law that allows Disney World to operate a private government over its properties in the state. And it escalates a battle over the company's opposition to the new law that bans instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in grades K through 3. And it could have major tax implications if it gets final approval. A low-flying plane in Washington, D.C. caused concern and has raised security questions.
The plane that prompted the brief evacuation of the nearby U.S. Capitol building was not a security threat, but instead carrying members of the Army Golden Knights parachute team, who dropped onto the field at the start of a game between the Washington Nationals and the Arizona Diamondbacks. One member of the team told CBS he found out about the evacuation 10 minutes after landing. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the FAA apparently did not notify U.S. Capitol Police about the planned flyover, calling it outrageous and inexcusable. Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Washington.
In California, cell doors open and a San Francisco crowd responds. Family and friends greet 61-year-old Joaquin Siria, released after 32 years in prison for a murder he did not commit.
I would like to eat some Cuban food.
He'll get a chance for that and more with his son, Pedro.
We got a lot of catching up to do. You know, the world's not the same when he went in. I'm glad he's home.
Siria was exonerated after it was proven a witness gave false testimony and police misconduct was uncovered.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
A Virginia jury has heard testimony for a second day from an actor in a defamation case against his ex-wife.
Johnny Depp testified that as his marriage fell apart, Amber Heard at times became violent. She would yell, he said, throw things, and on several occasions, she struck him.
Amber got the roundhouse in and
nailed me on the cheekbone.
The jury heard tapes of arguments between the two. On this tape, Amber Heard describing one of those physical moments.
I'm sorry I hit you like this, but I did not punch you.
Depp said his ex-wife's claim he abused her has made him essentially persona non grata in Hollywood. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Some folks looking to lose weight have turned to time-restricted eating. Eating only over a 6 to 8 hour period each day, and during that time you can have whatever you want. But now a new year-long study has determined there's no benefit. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister? Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.